This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Party registration for by-elections starts from today. Three people killed in truck accident in Dailik and earthquake in Pakistan and Afghanistan kills at least 12 people. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has planted saplings at Bankali in Pasupati area. President Paudel planted saplings of Nagchampa flower in Bankali area today. According to host and former secretary at the Ministry of Forest, Yuvraj Bhusal, the plantation program was organized at Bankali area coinciding the mythological New Year today. He said that President Paudel planted the specific species of flower plant which is used to offer worship to the god Serpentine. The Election Commission is starting the party registration of political parties willing to participate in the by-elections from today. For the purpose of by-elections to be held on 23rd of April, party registration is going to be started from today as per the invitation for registration by setting the deadline from today to 26th of March. By-elections will be held in Chitwan 2, Bara 2 and Tanahu 1 on 23rd of April. By-elections are said to take place after Tanahu 1 House of Representatives member Ramchandra Paudel was elected president, Bara 2 Ram Sai Prasad Yadav was elected vice president and Ravi Lamisani, a member of the House of Representatives elected from Chitwan 2, was dismissed by the Supreme Court in a case related to citizenship. The social security scheme has been launched for migrant workers and self-employed persons from today onwards. In an event organized by the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security today, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has started the work of listing the foreign employed workers in the scheme. Inaugurating the plan, Prime Minister Dahal said the next responsibility is to end the situation of having to go abroad for employment. Prime Minister Dahal urged all Nepalese living in abroad to join the program of far-reaching importance started by the Social Security Fund and feel safe. A truck carrying cooking gas cylinders met with an accident this morning at Talpokhari of Guras Ulay Municipality 4 in Dailik, killing three people, including the driver. The district police office, Dailik, confirmed the deaths of three in the accident. The truck was heading towards Dailik from Nepalganj when it fell some 150 meters off the road at 9 a.m. today. Police informed the deceased have been identified as driver Krishna Chaudhary of Bake and others to Bisnu Chaudhary and Lakshiram Chaudhary from Dang. They died on the spot. Minister of Federal Affairs and General Administration Aman Lal Modi has said the role of community radio is important in the movement for democracy and republic. Addressing the Community Radio National Conference and the 17th General Assembly organized by the Association of Community Radio Broadcasters today in Lalitpur, he said that the association, province and local levels should protect community radio to convey their information to the people. Chair of Santinagar Municipality Dang Pramod Basan said radio is an important means of information transmission in the village. A pedestrian died when a jeep knocked him at Kamal Rura Municipality 4, Sitapuri of Jhapa, along the east-west highway last night. The deceased has been identified as Chandra Bahadur Rai of Kamal 5. The jeep en route to the eastern direction had knocked Rai while he was crossing the road. Information officer of a district police office, DSP Khagendra Prasad Rizal, informed Rai died on the spot. World Water Day is being observed today with the theme Accelerating Change to Solve the Water and Sanitation Crisis. The main objective of the day is to aware and inspire people to sustainably manage the fresh water resources and learn more about water-related issues like water pollution, water scarcity, inadequate water, and lack of sanitation, and take appropriate steps to make a difference. World Water Day was first adopted by the UN General Assembly on December 22, 1992, after which March 22nd was declared as World Water Day and is celebrated around the world since then. The first World Water Day was observed in the year 1993. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 12 people have been killed and more than 200 injured after a powerful earthquake shook large parts of Pakistan and Afghanistan. The 6.5 magnitude quake damaged buildings, triggered landslides, and sent people running into the streets. It struck on Tuesday evening, centered in a mountainous region of Afghanistan's northeast near the border with Pakistan. Tremors from the remote Jhum Valley were felt as far as India. The country's health ministry spokesman said three others were killed in Afghanistan. Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has asked disaster agencies to take emergency measures to help people. Vladimir Putin has said China's peace plan for Ukraine could be used as a basis to end the war. But Putin said the plan could be put forward only when they are ready in the West and Kiev. The Russian leader met Chinese President Xi Jinping on Tuesday in Moscow to discuss the conflict and relations between the two countries. Listing 12 points, it calls for peace talks and respect for national sovereignty without specific proposals. But Ukraine has insisted on Russia withdrawing from its territory as a condition for any talks, and there is no sign that Russia is ready to do that. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday that calling for a ceasefire before Russia withdrew would effectively by supporting the ratification of a Russian conquest. A United Nations report has warned of a looming global water crisis and an imminent risk of shortages due to overconsumption and climate change. The report says the world is blindly traveling a dangerous path of vampiric overconsumption and overdevelopment. Its publication comes before the first major UN Water Summit since 1977. Thousands of delegates will attend the three-day gathering in New York, which begins on Wednesday. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says water humanity's lifeblood is being drained by unsustainable water use, pollution, and unchecked global warming. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places of rest of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Party registration for by-elections starts from today. Three people killed in truck accident in Dailik and earthquake in Pakistan and Afghanistan kills at least 12 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.